Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Says, when will I'm not a grown-up emails be checked? So I had an idea. So let me start again. So I ripped off an idea from Ruby Wax.
Oh, yeah.
I started listening to some podcasts the other day. I was in bed and I couldn't sleep. I thought, I'm going to listen to some podcasts. I've got a load of podcasts on my phone that I haven't listened to for ages, right? Or never listened to. I just thought, I'll download that. And I thought, I'm going to go through them and listen to something new. And a couple I listened to I didn't like, got rid of them, cleared them out. And then, thank you, Dave. We'll play Maybe I'm Amazed a bit later. Remind me later. We'll play it later.
Can you close this TikTok? Because it's making me look even more see-through than I normally am.
It's quite nauseating. 0203 286 6370, by the way, if you want to give us a call. We missed a call. Let's take this. And then we'll... Tony! Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
You're through to Catherine and Ian. If you turn off your Twitch stream, you will be in sync with our minds.
There she is.
Nice.
Oh, hang on, what's George doing behind you? That's my cat. Give me my Georgie boy back.
That's Audrey.
Oh.
No, that's Georgius. No, oh, Georgius is a bit more kind of striped. Look at that. Hello, you gorgeous creature. Gorgeous. Oh, you beauty. Doesn't she look like George?
My cat is like that.
Isn't it funny? What a stunner.
There's a couple of gingers somewhere, but they're not in here.
Hello, Rebecca. How may we be of assistance to thee?
I was wanting to ask Catherine, please, if you wouldn't mind telling me the name of that perfume that you were talking about a while ago, and I meant to buy it, and I forgot. And now I can't remember what it's called.
The one the perfume guys recommended that is what a French resistance fighter would wear, and they used to scent their cigarettes with. That one. Is that the one you're thinking
of? That's the one, yeah.
It's called Habanita.
Oh, God, that's it, yeah.
Habanita.
I found I could buy it on Amazon, so now I can remember the name of it. I'll go and get some.
Oh, it's something else, that one. Mm.
Brilliant. That was it. Thank you.
Thank you, Rebecca. Take care. Bye-bye, Audrey. Bye-bye. If you've got cats, just phone us up with your cats. Dangle Ebel said, have you listened to Paul Dunan's podcast The Morning After? I haven't. I'm friends with Paul. I'm more than open to inviting you on the show, but once we do, it becomes the Paul Dunan show.
Yeah, what we might do is just open his window on Zoom and we go out.
Yeah, I love Paul a lot. I've got a lot of time for Paul. I've always had a lot of time for Paul. And he's such a nice, he's like an enthusiastic puppy. We'll have a word and see if Paul fancies coming on. Of course he will. He's a good lad. In fact, he's a really good lad. So I was listening to some podcasts and getting rid of some. And then I listened to How to Fail podcast.
Right.
And I went straight to the episode with Ruby Wax. And I heard...
Who does that normally? So is it one of these that has different guests every week?
Yeah. And it's all about people talking about failure. I downloaded it when we were talking about how important failure is to our success.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, and said, someone said, you might like this podcast. And I never got around to listening to it. I don't actually know if the where is it? I didn't delete it, did I?
I could have just Googled it. It's very rude of me to ask.
No, it's absolutely fine. I might have deleted it. How to Fail with Elizabeth Day.
Right.
Thanking you, sir. Thank you, Joe. And I went straight to the Ruby Wax one. And it was, she said how she set up this, like, meeting place for people to talk about mental illness.
Yeah, is that the Frazzled Cafe?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's incredible.
I stopped it there. I thought, I don't want to hear any more of this because I want to steal this idea and make it and do something of my own, possibly. But I don't. Look at my sister answering all the questions tonight. Well, big up my sis.
Yes, your tour guide for this evening is Glitter Kitty.
She knows. And so I literally all heard her say, I do this monthly thing and we start off with a guided meditation. I went, stop, because I don't want to hear any more. And then it's just been planting a seed, right? It's planted a seed. And the seed has got, this is why I tweeted earlier on today, I wish I didn't have ideas.
Well, you didn't, you nicked hers.
Exactly. So I, the seed got to such a place that today I thought, well, I'm going to set up an email for this thing. And the email address is imnotagrownup@gmail.com.
Like it.
imnotagrownup@gmail.com. And it's from that quote, I haven't got the book with me. There's
no such thing as a grown-up.
There's no such thing as a grown-up. It's in a French book, I think. No such thing. No one is as happy as they seem, or everyone is unhappier than they seem, and there's no such thing as a grown-up. And it's like, wow. So I've got this idea that I've nicked.
Yeah.
But, so I'm thinking of once a week having an hour online invite only, or people register by sending an email saying, I'd love it. Zoom meeting, lasts an hour. It's not streamed. It's not recorded. It's private-ish, safe space. Safe space and a safe place. And it would have elements taken from 12-step meetings, but right. It wouldn't be a 12-step program. But some of the elements, the key element would be what you see here, who you hear here when you leave here, let it stay here. You know, gossip is damaging and all of that stuff. So that'd be the key thing. And I would kind of take it and would kind of lay out the rules. We don't cross-share. So, for example, if Catherine said something, I would not be able to come in and go, Catherine, what you were saying about your mum, what I think you should do is, I couldn't do that. You can't give advice. You can't give suggestions. You can't talk about what someone else has done. But what I could say is, Catherine, you talking about your mum has reminded me of how I'm feeling about my dad. And then blah, 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 blah. So there'll be no cross-sharing, no advice, no solutions. And depending on the size of the meeting, people would have 2 to 3 minutes just to check in.
Okay.
Just to check in, share how they're feeling. Feeling good, feeling crap. You just check in. And at 2 minutes 30, I would just flash up on the screen. You've got 30 seconds left. You can go a little bit over. It's not a hard 30. It just is kind of, it's as they say in some meetings, it's to wind you down, not wind you up, which is a great line. So I'm kind of thinking of something like that. Now, it will be based on trust. It would be based on kind of a promise that none of us would tell this to anybody else. We would have to hope, but I would trust that no, you know, press aren't going to come in. So I doubt, I really suspect they wouldn't. And if they did, there would be such a huge backlash. And you couldn't talk about, you can talk about you being there, but you can't talk about anybody else being there. You can't say to someone on, unless they've outed themselves, you couldn't say to someone on Twitter, again, I'm using Catherine as an example, hey, Catherine, it was good to see you in that meeting. If Catherine had said, I was in this meeting today and I enjoyed it, you could then say, oh, I was there too and I enjoyed it. Right. But you couldn't out someone else. So yeah, we'd have to get rules and stuff like that. I just think there might be something in it. Now, I don't know how similar that is to Ruby Wax's. I suspect it probably is quite similar because it's a dead simple idea. I didn't listen to anymore, so I don't know. So I think there's something in it. I just need to, and I think I would get a lot of benefit. It'd be free. I think I would get benefit from it because isn't that just like AA though? Well, I don't know how much you were listening to, Chicken Box. I said I would take elements from 12-step meetings, but it would not be a 12-step meeting. This is how Jonestown started. It could be. It could be. It could be. And Pete says, I'd be up for that. And Pete, just what you were saying the other day, and my concern as a friend for you, because I know you're having a toughish time, you're part of the inspiration for that, for this as well. Made me think, wouldn't it be nice if there was somewhere that wasn't this show, that wasn't seen by, 600 people,
yeah,
that didn't go out as a podcast, that wasn't uploaded to YouTube, that wasn't on the internet forever. Something that happens in that moment and then it's gone. It's not, there's no recording of it anywhere. And you come in and you just check in for 2 or 3 minutes and then that's it. And and that would be it.
I think a lot of people could get some comfort from something like that, especially at this moment.
So sink it. And it would not be...
Hello?
Excuse me? It would not be looking for a solution. It would not be looking for answers. No answers. No answers. Just there to share it. And maybe you hear something that someone else says that gives you some identification, which is a really powerful thing. Mm. And that was it. And it also kind of ties in. Do you remember at the start of lockdown, we did a couple of lunches on Zoom? Kind of. And people wanted more of that. And I didn't want to do more of that. Thank you, Dan. It's an idea. So I'll put this out there, right? If you think you might be interested in this, imnotagrownup@gmail.com. St. Jinx, I think someone sent me an email. I think it was St. Jinx. He just mentioned that. I've not even looked yet. So it's imnotagrownup, no apostrophe, imnotagrownup@gmail.com.
And of course, the difference with it being sort of 12-step AA type thing is that you don't have to be the one who has the addiction or whatever. You might be the person who is watching it happen.
Yeah, yeah. And who knows? We might get 5 people. If I decide to do it, I'm not committing to doing it until I'm 100% sure or 95% sure that it's the right thing to do. I know it's a great idea. I've nicked it off Ruby Wack, but I'm not going to. But she has trained counsellors in there. I'm not a trained counsellor. I'm training, but I'm not a trained counsellor. And again, it wouldn't be
an advice session.
There's no advice. If someone shares something horrific, no one's going to go, what, have you called this number? I mean, we'll probably put the Samaritan's number in the chat, but that would be it. That would be it.
It's just a matter of saying stuff out loud.
Jack says, would it be male, both? I thought of making it male only. I think it will be both to start with, and then if there were a huge demand for men, maybe I'd do a male-only group. It would be inappropriate for me to host a female-only group, but maybe
let's see whether there's a demand for it.
Exactly.
Maybe I could do something like that. Maybe I could do the women's group.
I don't think you've got the skills. So
tell you what I do have, the patience of a saint.
I saw Catherine. Catherine very kindly made dinner tonight. And I saw her carrying in plates and cutlery and there's a bowl of salad and all of this. And
you know why? Because you can't leave anything in that kitchen if you don't want to get a cat's face in it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had to bring everything in and it was like... And he said, I'm not going to help you. I want to watch this happen.
And I did. I said, because Catherine's quite clumsy. And I said, Catherine, I'm not coming in. I want to see this. And also the living room was a bit of an obstacle course because I had the PlayStation camera around.
It was like a tripwire.
So it was fun. Sad news, she didn't drop it.
Graceful, innit?
Dickhead. So, 0203-286-6370. So that's just an idea. It's just an idea. It wouldn't be 12 steps. It wouldn't be any mention of God. There'd be no program or solution. Something may evolve over time. I don't know, but it's just an idea. So I'm kind of thinking of maybe like committing to 4. So you've got a month, 1 a week, and seeing. I'm thinking about it. I don't want to start it and then 2 weeks in go, oh, I don't want to do this no more, which is quite often what I do, is I start things and go, oh, I don't want to do this no more. The Lost Revisited, for example. So it's kind, so that's an idea.
Yeah, and you are kind of buzzing a bit this week, aren't you?
Oh, Jesus. Because I'm changing my meds. Cutting my meds down to 0 is the plan. And last week I was a little bit sombre. And yesterday I was buzzing. Honestly, I was off my face. It's like a friend of mine was messaging. He just said, is a PS4 worth getting? And I'm suddenly, I've got one in the garage. You can have it. You can have it for free.
You're already getting your shoes on.
Yeah, and he said, okay. I said, I'll send it to you tomorrow. And then I'm in the garage boxing it. And I'm 20 minutes later, I sent him a text saying, I've just sent it to you. You'll have it Wednesday. Oh, I was buzzing. Absolutely buzzing. Today I was flat. And then I was buzzing when I played some Call of Duty. Then I got really anxious because there was something going on with the kids I couldn't fix. Up and down. But I know it's all chemical.
Yeah.
It's all chemical. It's all, Dave says, you weren't buzzing. Mike McCartney is always like that. Wasn't he great last night? Yeah. Wasn't he great? And Rob yesterday. Our guests yesterday, great. Isaac. He said Isaac Hayes.
Well, that would be something.
Isaac Hayes is coming.
He's no longer with us, is he?
No. Isaac Hunter's coming on in about 25 minutes. And I think he's absolutely great. I think he's going to sing a couple of songs for us. So that's been my idea.
Yeah.
Which I think is appropriate of Tuesday Club. I know it would work. I know it would work.
Oh, we've also got my 9-year-old, unhinged child answering some of
your... Do you want to do one?
...life dilemmas. Yeah, why not?
Should we do one? We got four, I think. We missed, there was an anonymous one. We came in a bit too late. Next week.
Yeah.
They get done next week.
She's homeschooling at the moment and I don't want to disrupt too much, so I got her on a break.
We've got four.
While she's having a cigarette and a coffee.
Should we do... snake feeding days on Sundays. Should we... I know I paid for my PlayStation 5. Should we do one an hour?
Yeah.
Start with this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Here it comes.
Chris Taberner. I'd like to ask the lady's daughter, why can't a robot ever become a human?
Good question.
Because they're made of metal. Unless you switch the metal for skin and organs and stuff, you're never going to get a human. And the voice would be a problem. It's kind of scary. It'll just be like, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Twitch show. And that's what happens with robots.
Could you send that clip of hello everybody, welcome to the Twitch show? That's going on a hotkey. Yeah. That is.
Who is it? What's going on?
That's going on a hotkey.
So you're not going to get a human unless you get the skin and the organs and that.
And things. Mm. You keep the emails coming in. If you've got a problem, we do this every Tuesday. If you've got a problem for Little'un, it's a not-for-profit child, then send them to latenightalternative@gmail.com. That's the email if you want to get in touch with us about anything, about sponsorship, anything like that. In fact, let's mention our wonderful, wonderful sponsors, 34sp.com. Great web hosting website. And they got some fantastic packages. Let's have a quick look at this.
They've got an excellent offer on at the moment where you can get a domain for £1. They're doing like 2021 £1 domain. So once they're gone, they're gone.
Once they are gone, they are gone. It's a really cool website. They're really nice people to work with. Screen two. Let's think. I like...
Put organs and guts.
Organsandguts.com.
Yeah.
Organsandguts.co.uk. That's there for
available.
A quid.
Available.
I like Willy's. .co.uk.
Surprisingly still available.
How is that still available?
Can you imagine it? I like Willy's blog.
How is that still available? Someone go and get I like Willy's.co.uk for a quid. That's it.
What if they don't like Willy's?
Well, then
trading
okay,
standards
well,
will be involved.
On.
There'll be mayhem.
Hang on. Let's look for I hate Willy's. I hate Willy's.
Yeah, you can have a .co.uk.
.com's 25 quid for 2 years. It's a little bit. The .coms are a little bit pricier.
We're talking UK domains.
.uk is for a quid. But I hate willys.com for 20. Guys, go and do it. Go and do it. Go and do it. It's the thing. It's 34sp.com.
Oh, and also, when you've got this domain, they will help you make it into something brilliant. They've got great customer service and they speak human.
Oh, and also, and we should mention this, if you then go for their web hosting packages, use the code TLNA, you still get a discount.
Yes, you
do. That lasts forever. Why have we not mentioned that? That's totally outrageous of us. That lasts forever. Talk to me about this. We need a new logo for this guy. This is demeaning.
It doesn't look like that anymore, does he?
No.
He's put a shirt on today.
He's even buffer.
Yes.
He's hit the buffer machines.
G Law, family law solicitors, Gregorian Emerson Family Law, that stands for. And Richard Gregorian's been supporting us since before we needed support, or so we thought.
Yeah.
He's been one of our sponsors since the get-go. He is a brilliant family law solicitor in that he does not kind of stir up the pot. He wants to make sure that your family has the best chance of going forward in some sort of harmony. He will not stir up resentment. So I'll give him a shout and talk things through with him. I'm pretty sure he'll be able to see you through what is a horrible situation.
Abbeycare.co.uk. Let's go and have a little look at their website. It seems only fair. Treatment centre based in Gloucester and in, is it Glasgow? Why am I saying Glasgow? I'm saying Glasgow because it's the right place. That's why I'm saying it, boy. Have faith. Don't have a little bit of faith. They do all the big addictions, all the main addictions.
All the main ones.
Alcohol, drugs, there's all the chemsex. Chemsex. All of the drugs, all the treatments, aftercare, clinically managed detox. If you're going into detox, I wasn't detoxing, but if you are, they can keep an eye on that. Family therapy, cognitive behaviour, 12-step program treatment, which I think is key for me.
Yeah.
They're brilliant, absolutely
brilliant.
And you
said that it's staffed, a lot of the staff there are people who've been through it themselves.
They've served their time. Let's just say they've earned their place there. Yeah, they've got some stories, some war stories. It's great. Really, really lovely people. I didn't meet any of the people in this picture. I don't know who these people are, but I wish them the very best of luck. And I went in looking like this guy, came out looking like this guy. So it really does work. It really does work. That's
in right. Scotland?
That's it. That's the one I was at.
Yeah.
That's the one I was at. I had to go in through that door there. I was going through that door there because I was in isolation. And my room was that room there. That room there. And it was thick snow when I was there. It's lovely.
If you mention the advert, you mention you've seen it here, you'll get 25% off.
And talk to me about Nick and Zeus.
Nick and Zeus. Devon and Cornwall is safer thanks to Poseidon Safety Management. They've got the largest team of guard dogs in those two areas. They recruit from the local community, so they've got a vested interest in keeping those streets clean and free of crime. They do manned guarding, guard dogs, and mobile patrols. So any one of those could work for you. Just give them a shout and they will tell you what they can do for you.
Thank you. Josh says, Ian, let's play some games at some point. I've just started game streaming again after not really doing it for a while. And I'm doing it just because I want to play games. And I'm enjoying playing with the old gang, with Ollie.
Excellent golf today, by the way, Tarby.
Oh, we played VR.
He was Tarby.
Walkabout mini golf.
He was Tarby. I was Lenny Bennett.
So we did. Yesterday, we played 18 holes. It's such a good game. Draw. I went, no. Another 9 holes. Draw. So today it was the rematch. First 18 holes, draw. Went, no. We're not having this. Another 9 holes, I destroyed her.
Yeah. Yes! Listen, here's the way my game has gone today.
Destroyed her.
I was pretty solid up until a point, but then I had some moments of absolute genius and then some moments where it was like someone else had taken control of, maybe I'd had a hand transplant from a murderer, one of those.
Such a good game. Did you? Such a good game. We talked about the film Seconds.
Yes. Oh my God. Have you seen that
John
film?
John Frankenheimer, 1966, Rock Hudson, where an old banker is promised a new life. He has plastic surgery and he gets sent out.
They fake his death.
Yeah. And it was pointed out to me that, and I knew this had happened, I didn't know it was this film. That film caused Brian Wilson to have a huge panic attack.
Well, they had a similar effect on me, I've got to say.
I'd sent my sister some books, and one of them is a Beach Boys book. And look at that. That's Dylan.
Look.
It's Live 8. David, this is my nephew and my David.
Look at that, they were all babies in that photo.
David Frost came over and went, oh, what a lovely baby.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to the baby.
So anyway, my sister's... Sorry?
Show me again, that's a cute pic.
That's that one.
Oh, look.
That's a good pick, isn't it?
He's a man now, that baby.
Yeah, he's a man. Big, farty man. But my sister... Hey, Ollie. I sent my sister some books, and one of them was about Beach Boys. And she watched Seconds yesterday. And
you
then
right?
Today she read this. She sent me this. This is the bit in the Beach Boys book about it. Van Dyke Parks will be back, and work on the album would continue for several more rounds. This is 66, and Brian Wilson's going crazy. But a chill had come into the air. Brian Wilson's energies grew even more scattered. His appetite for amphetamines and... Where's it gone?
Oh, but it was the film, though, was it?
Amphetamines and hashish accelerated, and his episodes of paranoia became more profound and frightening. One night that winter, he attended a screening of John Frankenheimer's movie Seconds. Arriving a few minutes late, Brian had just settled into his seat when a voice from the screen seemed to greet him by name. "Hello, Mr. Wilson." And if that was freaky, the experience grew steadily more terrifying as Brian saw the other Mr. Wilson suffer a panic attack on an aeroplane, just as Brian had done 2 years earlier, attempt to reconnect with his past by touring an old family home, which Brian had done also done down in Hawthorne immediately following his breakdown, and then discover a new self among a group of wild-hearted bohemians, just as Brian had done first with Lauren Schwartz and now with his gang of smile assistants.
"Even the beach was in it,"
Brian fretted to a friend in the voice. Jules Siegel's article.
"Present death and rebirth, the whole thing. It was my whole life right there in the screen."
"Couldn't it be a coincidence?" he was asked. Brian shook his head. In his own mind, he felt it was mind gangsters, probably in the employ of wildly envious Phil Spector.
"I've gone beyond Spector," Brian explained to Siegel. "I'm doing the spiritual sound. It's going to scare a lot of people."
That film was bleak.
It's a great film, but it's also a really awful, horrible film.
Also, the acting in it is weird. There's a lot a bit like in Rosemary's Baby when it starts to go wrong. There's a lot of people having a really good time. A lot of that, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah.
It's terrifying acting.
Yeah. And some film.
And the woman he's supposed to be having this kind of wild affair with.
Oh.
There's no chemistry whatsoever, is there?
No.
I mean, we know why, but there is just nothing.
I know what's missing from my outfit.
Yeah.
It just dawned on me. Can I go and get changed?
Why? What's missing?
So, well, I'm not going to get changed. I'll be 2 minutes. If I can find it, I think it's in the other bedroom. If I can find it, I'll be 2 minutes. You.
Yeah, you take your time. Kid. Take your time. Well, don't take your time. Hurry up. You better know
subscribe
where this thing is.
Twitch.tv/IanLee.
Like and subscribe. The film was called Seconds. Rock Hudson. And if you're expecting the same sort of beautiful, debonair Rock Hudson that was so convincing in those many screen relationships with Doris Day, it's not him. It's just really weird. And I think that the part of the reason why I found the acting so strange is because they'd done that thing where they'd sort of dubbed the sound on afterwards. Did you find that, Critter Kitty? That it was all kind of... It was just really kind of staccato and just off. But I suppose that was part of the thing. It's supposed to make you feel uneasy all the way through. But, I mean, that was some film. And I bought it on Amazon Prime because we wanted to do a watch party. And, of course, if you rent it, it didn't offer the option. So Ian said, oh, well, if you get something... Because have you done a watch party? If you watch something that's in your package already, you get the button so you can do watch party with your mates. So I assumed that by buying it, that would somehow pop up. It didn't. So now I own possibly the most disturbing film I've ever seen, apart from Threads, or alongside Threads, in my life. Magic Marcus, my mind is scared to watch that now. Yes. Yes. And yeah, you're right. Glitter Kitty says the cinematography is so claustrophobic. It's all like, the camera's all always in people's faces like this. So yeah, it was a weird one. So we're waiting for the captain to come back. And while we wait, I can tell you a bit about what today is. So Tuesday Club, we kind of have loose themes for every show. And it's so loose because we like to make room for you to be able to ring us up. And the details are just running along the bottom here. And please don't feel like you're interrupting. You wouldn't be interrupting at all. We kind of just, we sit here and talk balls until you decide to give us a ring. And then, you know, it's kind of... The idea was always, you know, if you're in a particularly nice bar where people are friendly and you hear someone talking and you can just join in and then you can leave afterwards. It's all good. But anyway, so very loose themes. So yesterday was Sean Keel's shows and that flipping Princess Diana the musical was something else. And I've seen already in the chat that there's been a couple of people asking for it again tonight. I think we're going to leave it till Monday again. And bearing in mind, I don't think we even managed 5 minutes because there was so much to say about every single frame of that thing. We'll see what happens on Monday. So Chonky Old Show's on a Monday. Today, it's not Peter Chris, it's his, David. So, what was I saying? So, yeah, Chonky Old Show's on a Monday. Tuesday's Tuesday Club, where we try and focus on things that kind of enhance your life experience. So we've got my daft nine-year-old answering questions. What the hell? You look very distinguished.
Exactly. I can't remember how to put a cravat on. That's all right, isn't it?
Have you put more aftershave on?
Had
as
a little
well?
Spritz. Listen,
I'm who is this guy? Is this because we've been talking about Rock Hudson? You're coming down all matinee idol.
It's the Wonky Admiral.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
About a cravat. I've not done it brilliantly.
I'm just explaining about Tuesday Club.
This is the cravat that I wore on Mastermind.
Did you wear a cravat on Mastermind?
Yeah, I did, because I thought you had to dress posh. No one else dressed up. I had a suit and a cravat because I thought it was Mastermind. You make an effort, right?
Yeah.
Scott Mills didn't. The Nolan didn't.
I remember my dad saying something really strange when I was a teenager. He said, I always imagine you're going to marry someone whose dad wears a cravat. I didn't. I married someone whose dad wears a Luton Town top. So we've all got hopes and dreams.
Cravats were invented in Croatia. Thank you, Joe.
Anyway, so yeah, Tuesday Club.
I'd like to change the name to the Cravat Club. I love flipping, brilliant. Let's make this a bit smaller because people need to see what's going on. Good evening. Why didn't that button work? Hang on.
Oh, you will receive the vaccine on Tuesday.
Who, me? Thank you.
We look like the cast of some weird 1970s show where we're going to get washed up.
I know exactly who we look like, right? I'm gonna find you who we look like. I don't know. I'm going to find you who we look like. Joe, do you know where I'm going with this? Trying to find the captain and Tennille.
Someone said this last week and I didn't realise how spot on they were.
I mean, it looks like Bobby Ball, the captain.
It's more like that one.
Which one? There.
Yeah.
There we go. There we go. There we go. That's us. There we're the captain and Tennille.
You've got a better hat than him.
Daryl Dragon. I've got higher rank than him. Daryl Dragon. The captain and Tennille. What was their song?
Love. Love will keep us together. Think of me whenever some sweet talking
guy comes along. Let's do it.
Singing. I can see that hair you were talking about.
You have 60 seconds to clear the street.
He's laughing at me.
I've got hair trimmers now. Captain and Tennille.
Let me give it a...
Oh, from the nose? Yeah, go.
Oh,
no, you didn't get it.
I got it. No.
Hang on. If we're going to do it, we do it properly.
Stop teasing me.
You might be a two-hand job. Oh my God! I think that might have been attached to your groin.
Show him.
Hang on.
Oh.
You all right? Can you breathe better now? You can't see it, can you? Hang on.
If I put my fingers there. There. There you go. You can see it.
Can you see it?
Yep.
See that from space.
Can you make us go in focus, please?
No. I can't. Come here. Come to me. Come to me.
Here we go. Here we go. Let's do this. Let's do this for the ladles and the girls.
Love.
Love.
Love will keep us together. Think of me, babe, whenever some sweet talking girl comes along singing a song. Don't mess around, you just gotta be strong. Just stop, cause I really love you. Stop,
I've been thinking of you. Look in my heart and let love
keep us together forever.
Catherine Boyle, please.
You.
Oh, it's me.
You belong to me now. Ain't gonna set you free now. When those girls start hanging around, talking me down, here with your heart and you won't hear a sound. Just stop.
Cause I really love you. Stop.
I've been thinking of you.
Look in my heart and let love keep us together.
Donut.
Whatever.
I don't know this bit.
Young, beautiful. I don't know this bit, but someday your looks will be gone. When the others turn you off, who'll be turning you on? I will
be there to share forever. Love will keep us together. I said it before and I'll say it again.
While others pretend, I need you now and I'll need you then. Just stop, cause I really love you. Stop.
I've been thinking of you.
Look in my heart and let love keep us together. Whatever. I will.
Who's it? Who is it? What's going on?
What a dick.
That's old news.
I'm not in a bad mood.
Norwell.
Stetson.
I like to butcher, please. I like to butcher, please.
You better stop.
Stop.
Cause I really love you. Stop.
Stop.
I've been thinking of you.
Look in my heart and let love keep us together.
Whatever.
I will.
Oh, key change.
Can you turn the faders up?
Hello, good afternoon.
Zoom is full of spies.
You can do it right now, please.
Well, I really think this is great.
You're a pervert.
I'm not in a bad mood.
That's old news.
If that isn't worth a sub, Gemma, thank you for the bits.
Thank you.
Dan, thank you for the sub. If that's not worth a sub, then God knows what is. Why is it... Why is everyone saying that Kath's got a cracking voice? What? Why is everyone saying that?
Appreciate it.
Why is everyone saying that? I mean, yeah, okay, say that, but surely there's something else you need to say.
What I liked there was that. You doing that sort of ad-lib in the middle of it.
I didn't know that bit, and you left me to it. I wanted a verse. Didn't get a verse. I got the weird bit that no one knows. We'll do Afternoon Delight later.
mate.
Right. Now, let me get up Zoom for our guest.
I hope they were watching because they will have learned a thing or two there.
He's going to go, Catherine,
I'm quitting my music career. I want to produce you. You're going to be my muse. I'm going to write for you. He's going to be the Wombles, and you're going to be Katie Melua. What's the Womble man called?
Mike Batt.
I like Mike Batt. I met Mike Batt a few times.
It's a very rude song that's about Mike Batt, isn't it?
Don't know. What was it? I heard something the other day. How someone phoned in.
Your sister's saying it's like A Star Is Born. In so many ways.
I think it was Alan Bezick, but it wasn't. Someone called somewhere to ask how long was. I don't know the original name in it, because we had a guy at our school called Matthew Dilly.
Yeah. So we changed the 10 foot Willy.
We changed it to him. But what's the real name in the thing?
My Friend Billy.
That's it, My Friend Billy. Because we had a kid called Matthew Dilly.
What happened to that one? Because.
Well, same thing. Matthew Dilly had 10 foot Willy, so he showed it to the girl next door. She thought it was a snake, hit it with a rake. Now it's only 5'4". That's taller than her.
That's still unmanageable.
That's a huge Willy.
It's 2 inches shorter than me.
You're not 5'6".
I am.
Now, I hope Isaac got our memo about dressing either like the Fonz or someone from
actually,
a boat.
What's her name? Leather Tuscadero.
Leather Tuscadero. Susie Quattro in...
You missed me doing the...
I didn't miss anything, mate. I take it all in. I just want to get the links right. I'm going to post you a little link. Here we go. This is Isaac Hunter's link. This will take you to Bandcamp and Spotify, and it'll take you to the classical music. We got these classical.
Roscoe B says, I've got an Uncle Billy.
Okay, we should find out. Isaac, I think, is... I'm making sure I've got all the settings, because I use this microphone. Yes, speaker. No, wrong speaker.
Isaac, come and join the meeting. Isaac,
come into our parlor.
Isaac.
Hello, sir. Oh, there is a video here.
There we go.
Hello.
Where is he?
Hey.
Hello, mate. How are you doing?
Good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Now, listen, let's get first things first. It looks, when we're doing these Zoom chats, we like to know a little bit about the room. This looks like a bedroom to me. Would I be correct, sir?
It is a bedroom. Yes.
I'm gonna put you on pin so we can have a. I'm afraid we're gonna deconstruct that room.
All right.
That is a. Did you make that bed?
Yes. Only for this occasion. I have not been made for weeks before this.
Please tell me that in front of you is all the stuff that was piled up behind you before, because that's what my bedroom looks like.
Well, no, because I had to remove the beer cans that were sitting in front of me.
The underpants.
I've got all the mess, though, to my side over here, including the empty box of wine I haven't gotten rid of yet.
I am loving the lights round the back, around the ceiling. Is that one of the ones you just stick on? Because light technology has come on a long way since I was your age, Isaac.
Yes, no, this was my first purchase when I moved into this place. I moved in a couple months ago, and my first purchase was getting these string lights so that I even go yellow, which doesn't really look yellow with the green walls, green, which doesn't really look green, and then white, which looks more blue. And then even changing some of the colors so that fades through things.
What is it? Because my kids, who are 9 and 11, they're obsessed with like lights
now. So mine.
But you get the most complicated remote control. It's not like it's like a couple of buttons. It's like about 35 buttons to operate lights.
They're not for the likes of us. They're for the youngsters.
I'm still amazed by dimmer switches. That is like a technological breakthrough, Isaac.
The number of times I've been up in his bathroom and gone, this light does not work. Oh, hang on a minute.
It's a thing. So whereabouts in the world are you? Are you in the States or are you in Canada?
I'm in Toronto.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I have been to Toronto. Was it Toronto I went to?
I don't know.
Well, I would have told you.
Probably.
I think I've probably been to Toronto. Two stories. I was making a movie with Angelina Jolie.
Right,
she came up after my scene.
I think you dropped something.
Yeah. She came up after my scene and said she thought I was funny, and she gave me a kiss. The other story is I got ripped off buying weed.
They sold you oregano.
Well, yeah, they sold me oregano. So I went out. I thought, I want to get high.
As one does.
And so I went out to kind of like the seedy part of town,
There isn't one in Toronto, is there?
There is. And a man tried to sell me a leather jacket from the boot of his car. I thought, I'm in the right
area.
Thanks
for buying that, by the way.
Yeah.
And then a guy said, do you want some? I said, yeah, yes, please. He said, okay, fine. Yeah, that'll be $20 or whatever it was. I don't remember. And then he said, I'll be back in a second. And then I saw him do this. He then went into a supermarket. And I'm thinking, well, this is weird. And he came out with a little baggie. And I was like, okay. And I went back to the hotel. It was oregano or oregano. And of course, what we all do, I don't do drugs anymore. I'm a recovering addict. But what we all do when we get gear, you know, when I bought cocaine once and it was sherbet. I still snorted it and I still smoked that oregano thinking, well, maybe there's something in here that will work.
A little bit of Italian flavour, that's what's in there.
Anyway, Isaac, that's my story about Toronto. Thanks for coming on. Wish you the best of luck with your career. And
well, thanks for that charming vignette. Should we talk about Isaac now?
Yes. Now, listen, we think you're fab. I was listening to your stuff today and I've posted the link in chat. People want to go and look on Spotify, want to go and look on Bandcamp. But you kind of diverge into classical. And I don't want to say pop. Pop isn't enough for what you're doing. I would say existential, inward and outward looks of what it's like to be a young person in 2020. Is that correct?
Is that what you'd say, Isaac?
That is much more gracious than I would give myself, but I appreciate it.
Tell me about the classical stuff first, because you've got 2 degrees.
Yeah, he's proper.
Yes.
I'm a 47-year-old man dressed up like an admiral. Life choices.
Listen, I'm a 24-year-old man who went to school in Ohio for a master's degree in a field I can't work in right now. So
what exactly was it you were studying? Was it conducting? Was it composing? What was it?
So I did my bachelor's degree at a school in Ontario called Wilfrid Laurier University. I did a bachelor's in composition there, and then I did my master's at a school in Ohio called Bowling Green State, and I did a master's in conducting there. Wanted to move into the orchestral realm, and now it's not safe for orchestras to meet, so I decided to pick up my guitar and move back into that. But classical stuff, I still love it a lot.
Conducting, right? Because it looks like such a gas, doesn't it? And I'm not one of those people that thinks, it's obviously a very skilled, nuanced art.
Yeah.
Is it a power rush, though, having 30, 50, 100 musicians in front of you, all focusing on you? That's got to be a trip, hasn't it?
I'd be lying if I said it wasn't. It is, if you have the ability to trust a group of musicians and they trust you, where you can get an immediate response to what you're doing or what you're asking for, it is remarkable.
Yeah.
I've just like, I had to stop and just kind of marvel in what was happening at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that isn't a given, is it? I've got friends who play in orchestras and they say sometimes the conductor comes in and we realise, oh, right, okay, we're on our own.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Wow.
And yeah. I would imagine the first time, maybe now, I don't know, terrifying, intimidating.
Yeah. And it depends on who you're with, where you are. I've done some workshops before where I've been completely terrified. And that affects you. And like you're feeding off of the energy of who you're standing in front of, and they're feeding off of the energy you're giving them. So you kind of have to, you really have to fake it.
Yeah. Incredible. So you, what's the word when someone comes out of college? It's not qualified. It's
graduated.
We're in our third lockdown here, Isaac. Things are.
We've given up on certain words.
We're in our second here, so I understand.
Oh, the third one's so much better.
Okay.
So, so you graduated last year.
I graduated in May, actually. So okay. Yes, so May 2020.
In this brave new world, and so you've not been able to work in that at all. Then.
No, nope, not at all.
Wow.
So interestingly, to kind of tie it back in, so I was living in Ohio and. You know, finished school and I was worried about crossing the border. Like, what am I going to do to cross from where I was living to Toronto would be about a 6-hour drive, 5 hours of it being in Ontario. And I wasn't sure how strict the rules about me crossing the border were going to be. And also, my dad lives in New York State, and I did not know when I would see him again. So I was just like, I'm just going to go to you for a couple weeks. And in that time, I'd written a couple songs, started picking up my guitar again, and kind of made that started adding the pop music, the existentialist music into my output. It all kind of happened because of the lockdown.
And so you recorded the stuff that is on Spotify, and we've got the link in the chat. Thank you, Matty. It's a joy. You recorded that then. Where did you do that? Because again, back in the day, you would need to go to a studio, but now you can do incredible stuff on a laptop. So where did you do all of that? Because some of it's quite simple in as much as the basic guitar and vocal.
Yeah.
But then some of them, there's some really complicated kind of God only knows style harmonies weaving in and out of each other. How did you do all that? Where was that?
Well, so the first EP, the four songs, that was done at my dad's house.
Right.
That was in his basement where he does the live from home shows. And the second EP was all done in this room.
Wow. Like,
yeah, just with whatever I had here, which is also why there's like no percussion on that other than shaker. Because I was like, I'm going to do everything acoustic. Everything's going to be acoustic. But that meant that the only percussion I had available to me was like one floor tom and a shaker. And some hand claps.
How has it been for you? You know, obviously you're a creative person.
Yeah.
You're on lockdown. You're there and you can sort of use this as an outlet. Is it an outlet or actually are you locked in with your work? Do you mean, how do you get away from it?
Or did you
not want to?
I think of the my singer-songwriter output is more of a release, more of an escape from it. I haven't written a note of classical music since all of this started, and that was usually my go-to. Mm. And I think there's a certain level of, well, that's not going to go anywhere right now, so I'm just going to play and put things out and be able to like happily as a musician.
I'm going to ask a really dumb question, right? And then we're going to ask you to play a song. And this is a really dumb question, but I like dumb questions. And I'm fascinated by people. Like, I was watching the Frank Zappa documentary, and I'm a big fan of Brian Wilson and also classical composers who can hear it. So they can hear every instrument and every note.
It's like,
and then
they copy it down.
Yeah, and then they kind of copy it down. This is the cellos. This is what the string. This is the horn. This is what the bassoon's going to do. Can you do that? And if so, did you learn to do that? Is there like a module where it's like learning to hear that, or have you always been able to hear that?
I have learned how to do that.
Right.
I think some people will. Like, I think when I started out, just if I can remember correctly, when I started out composing, I kind of had ideas of what things were going to sound like. I knew if I wanted something to be like, it was more broad, general category. So when I was writing my first piece for orchestra, I knew like, this is going to be brass. This is going to be winds. This is going to be strings. And I wrote like that. Mm-hmm. But then as you start to know what each instrument sounds like, you can start to identify things. It's like, okay, well, actually the sound that I hear in my head is going to be this thing. You learn what's going to be the best way to produce that effect. Mm. There are some classes that teach you this, but I felt like the classes weren't where you learn it. You learn it just by doing it and doing it wrong and then finding someone who did it right and copying their work.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's life. Copy. I've got no problem with.
Yeah.
Isaac, can we get a song, please?
Would absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I'd love to play a song.
Thank you, man. This is so lovely to see you.
Yeah, you too.
I'm gonna make you big. Make it bigger. I'm gonna get rid of. Hang on a minute. There we go. View. Speak of you. Yeah. Away you go, sir. Over to you.
All right. So this song is from my first EP. The four songs.
Oh.
It's gonna come back.
And here we are. I could be like Orson Welles, maybe peak at 25. I could be like Jacques Cousteau if I weren't afraid to dive. I'm being underwater, coming up
Might be all you know in the bleak midwinter. Bam Sweets 1 and 2. I could be a printer making nothing new. The best is yet to come. 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 I could be like Groucho Marx, maybe if I like cigars. I could be like Langston Hughes, Harlem isn't very far. Listening to Street Scene and singing Lonely House. I could write out my dreams or make a deal like Faust. The best is yet to come. 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 The best.
Thank you very much.
Right at the end, you just turned that existential screw, man, alive. Now, we have been calling you Isaac Hunter because it's Isaac Hunter Page. Which is which?
Yes.
Which one? Who are you, for God's sakes? What should I call you?
I thought when I decided to kind of start releasing this existential singer-songwriter music, I wanted to go with my first and my middle name, kind of as a pseudo pseudonym,
right?
And also in a way to separate myself from what I'd done as a classical composer.
Yeah.
Because of course in the classical scene there is sometimes a stigma about wanting to also do pop music. And if I wanted to present myself as a conductor, maybe I needed that level of separation. And then also to, you know, my brother has been writing a lot of music as well. His name is Ben Page. He's been very successful with musical theater recently.
Right.
And of course, my dad. And I thought, well, there's already enough Page. Keep the separation. I'm one person. It's all my name. But keep things a little bit different.
Catherine has your bio.
Yeah, interesting.
We want to check some facts.
There's quite a lot in here that I wasn't aware of. Isaac Page is a time-traveling wizard who is rumored to have been born in the event horizon of a black hole somewhere beyond the known universe. Best known for his work as one of the delegates that attended the Charlottetown Conference of 1864. I did not know that.
No, I didn't know that.
As well as one of the pivotal figures of early surf rock.
I did know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did know that.
Intergalactic rock star. He was one of the first terrestrial beings to perform the Busoni Piano Concerto in the Andromeda Galaxy. Well.
So there you go. There's some facts. I'm a big fan, Isaac. I'm a big fan of Kids in the Hall, Sean.
Love it.
I guess you must be well aware of. And one of their kind of ongoing things is you're not a man until you've punched your dad.
Oof.
It's just one of their things. So, Isaac, Are you a man yet?
Neither my dad or Craig have told me about that bit, so
I love the kids in the hall so much. We shouldn't have to say, but we will say, because you've brought it up. Your dad is Stephen Page.
Yes.
Who is we're big fans of on this show, and he's been on this show and he's been on our radio show a few times. And that's how we kind of saw you first.
Yeah, in one of the lockdowns while you were trapped in New York State, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I have to say, they were I know you did it a few times. They were all great. The first time though, I'm a dad, you see. So I'm gonna well up a bit. The first time you came in and he invited you in and you came and sang with him, and just seeing you two laughing and a little bit of in jokes, and it was one of the most. I was in pieces.
I wrote to your dad afterwards and went, "Thank you for doing that. That was so wonderful."
I was in pieces because of lockdown and because of not seeing my kids as much as I would like.
Also, it's that hope, isn't it, that when your kids grow up and can choose to come and hang out with you, they might enjoy hanging out with you.
If my boys in 10 or 15 years' time came and dicked around with me on stream and took the piss out of me in the loving way that you two were doing with each other, and it was respectful, it was beautiful, I would die happy. That was that. We'll put a link for the live from home shows because they're great.
How much preparation did you have to do for that, and how was the script for it? Did you have to force yourself to?
We did maybe about 2 days of rehearsing before the first show. Like, you know, when I was leaving Ohio, I had, like, you know, called my dad, planned things out, and I was like, hey, can I stay for a couple of weeks? You know, 2 weeks ended up turning into 3.5. And I was on, you know, three live from home shows. And for each one of those, we did maybe 2 days of rehearsal for the stuff that the two of us were doing, which was, it was a completely new environment for me. I'd still been coming from the world of, I get my sheet music 2 months in advance, so I get to study every single thing, plan everything out, and then I get 2 months of rehearsal. And now I'm like, okay, oh right, I haven't really played guitar in years. I've just done my own stuff on it. Now I need to learn how to do this other stuff, and now I need to also figure out how all these songs go in more in depth than I've just, like, listened to them. Like, mm-hmm. obviously I know the songs, but how well do I know how to perform them? So it's really kind of like, it was a shift of gears, and it was so much fun.
The love that we're all, I think, a bit emotional around families with, you know, lockdown and the coronavirus.
Oh God. At that point my mum was around the corner and I wasn't able to go see her because she was isolating. Yeah. So to see you two together,
the love that you looked at your dad with and the pride that he looked at you with,
it was
magic, you know. It was absolute magic, and it was wonderful. Could we get another song, please, Isaac?
Absolutely. Let me just
I keep going to say Isaac Hayes. And I know you're not Isaac Hayes. And to answer M. Burns' question, no, his dad is not Jimmy Page. No, that's you got the wrong Page.
Well, not that we know of.
Who knows? Rock and roll. It's a messy business. That's rude about his mum. Let's stop that right now. Let's stop that right now. And let's get out of this hole that we've dug, and we'll let Isaac sing another song, please. Thank you very much indeed.
Mute us. Quick.
Well, I think my mom would have been the appropriate age for Jimmy Page, right?
Okay, like, he's doing it now. We're
you know, four, 40 years, 40 years younger. Like,
yeah.
All right.
We've just said something terrible about Jimmy Page and something terrible about your mom. And but true, about true about Jimmy Page.
Not true
about your mum.
As far as we know.
Let's. I'm going to turn my mics off. You can't use
it. Serious. All right. This next song is from my most recent EP. The EP is called Misguided Scorpio, and this song is called It All Comes Back to You. No matter what I do, or in my travels go, it all comes back to you. We walked the avenue,
snow. No matter what I do. Removed your
just like his dad
shoes. Like father, like son. Removed your outdoor shoes and by the fire's glow, it all comes back to you. So cold your lips turned blue, you screamed while tears would flow. No matter what I do, body, yaddy, 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 at sunrise you would view your cracked and shattered phone. It all comes back to you. But now those days are through. Misguided Scorpio. No matter what I do. It all comes back to you. It all comes back. It all comes back to you. It all comes back. It all comes back to you. Yes, it all comes back to you. It all comes back to you. Yes, it all comes back to you. It all comes back to you. Yes, it all comes back to you. It all comes back to you.
Yes, that's lovely. Is that,
thank
have
you.
I got that right? Is that the one where it is all of the intricate vocal harmonies?
Yeah, that's yeah. I wanted to rip off Ruby Tuesday on that one and have a lots of recorder.
Yeah. Ah, that was lovely, man. That was lovely. I was going to ask a really dumb question to which there is no answer. I'll ask it and let's see where we go. What's the plan? Because no one's got a plan at the moment. There is no. Maybe you do. Is there a plan?
Well, let's plan right now is going to be expose all my junk on the side of my. Well, the plan is to just keep recording.
Yeah.
Keep putting music out there, and I've joined TikTok. I have been just posting relentlessly on that for.
Wow.
Who knows what reason, building up no following whatsoever so far. And, you know, when things reopen, start doing open mics, start, you know, getting friends together. I have a lot of friends, surprisingly, or maybe unsurprisingly, a lot of friends I went to my undergraduate school with, my undergrad with, and they've all started making a transition into pop music as well.
Wow.
So I think, you know, I have a what I thought was going to be a classical community has already started turning into a pop community, and now that's just going to grow.
Mm.
Figure out what next step is after that.
We have a TikTok account, which I think we've posted 6 videos on over the past year.
Well, I tried learning a TikTok dance from my kids, and they're so complicated.
Well, if I can, I don't think I logged into it. If I'm logged into it, we're going to come and find you, Isaac, and like them. Do we like them? Do we thumbs up them? I don't stick my thumb up. I don't know what I do.
I think you have to lip sync over them, don't you?
Oh, okay. I'll lip sync to his things.
Lots of lip syncing. Lots of, and sometimes posting my own original music on there.
Okay.
Like, yeah, trying to grow an audience outside of my friends and family on Instagram.
It's tough. It's tough, isn't it? You know, I have found it tough. And I did one really big TV show over here 3 years ago. I had 15 million viewers, a reality show. And I'm finding it tough to get an online audience, you know, and we're doing this on Twitch because they very kindly asked us over. And in the last 6 months, loads of comedians and musicians that we sort of know or are aware of have come to Twitch. and some big names, medium to big names. I'm seeing their channel and they're getting 60, 100 people watching them. And
it's hard to get discovered on here, isn't it?
It's hard online for people to go, we're going to, you know, it's tough, man. So anybody that's starting it, and we've got a guy from Gomez coming, the band coming on tomorrow to talk about how the music industry needs to change to help musicians because they're not playing and no musician is making money from Spotify and record companies are still taking 10% or something for breakages from the old day when it was records and stuff. It's tough to make a penny at the moment.
Yeah.
Doing well, this kind of stuff.
You know, I'm just getting started as we've obviously talked about, but you know, I'm also coming at it from, it's a whole different cultural shift. I have a bit of an advantage coming from like growing up around my dad and getting kind of a glimpse behind the curtain of what it's like to work in the recording industry. But in the classical industry, it's completely different. There's a whole different set of rules you got to play by about, you know, how you work social media, whether or not that's actually a big deal. And then the academic structure is a whole other thing. And like job security, all that fun stuff. And now I'm making this shift into pop music and just knowing that like some people take off, but that's not guaranteed for anybody. I'd much rather start by just building 5 dedicated fans, doing stuff like this. I'm super appreciative to be on the show because this is, you know, great to talk to you and to have this platform to share my music with the audience. I'm really, really grateful for that. But even just to have like 5 fans, grow that to 10, grow that to 15, you know, maybe by the end of 2021, I have 1,000 followers on TikTok or something like, you know, 1,000 downloads of my music. If I can get there, then I'll see what 2022 has.
Yeah.
I'm hoping 2022 has another global pandemic because I'm enjoying this one so much. I'm getting tired of COVID-19. Really, I want COVID-22.
Oh, my God.
Isaac, I'm going to post your link again. This link will take you all to his Spotify page and to Bandcamp and to his classical stuff as well. You are a friend of the show. Thank you. We appreciate your time. We think you're fab. And anytime you want to plug anything or, you know, just come and send us an email, Isaac, and you'd be very, very welcome on, or we'll just happily share links and stuff. And good luck, man. Good luck.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
So nice to see you.
All right.
See
ya. Nice to see you. See you later.
See you later on, Isaac. Nice to meet you, man. Thanks Isaac. A lot. Bye-bye. What a nice guy. Thank you, everyone, the live from home concerts that came into the chat. I saw we had a lot of people from there. So thank you. What a nice guy. And here's the thing, that is, I'm aware of him because of those shows with his dad. But if he'd been shit, I wouldn't have asked him on.
No.
I wouldn't have asked him on. I just saw him and thought, oh, that was great. And then a while ago, they posted some links to the stuff. And I heard it. I thought, this is something. And then, sorry, just get my quick back. So that, you know, that's it. And I did say to him in the email, I said, if you don't want to mention your dad, we won't mention him. I'm quite happy that we want you on because it's you. And if you don't want us to talk about your dad, then we won't. And he said, no, it's cool. It's my dad. I love him, you know. So thank you, Isaac. Isaac Hunter, you want to go and have a little look?
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince.
Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.